Last year, Serbia suffered a political assassination that many people there compared to the killing of former U.S. President John F. Kennedy. Prime Minister Zoran Djindjic was young, energetic, and good-looking, and was pushing democratic reforms in long-isolated Serbia. The trial of his alleged gang of killers is underway, but it's plagued by constant delays, missing suspects, and a recently murdered witness, all amid a debate about whether to close down the court. From Belgrade, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
This is the stuff crime thrillers are made of. A dynamic leader gunned down in broad daylight. A missing security camera that could have recorded the whole thing. An eyewitness found shot in the head. And a pack of defense lawyers filing motions claiming everything from their clients being mentally unfit for trial to the judge having connections to the mafia. Milan Simic is executive director of Serbia's Lawyers Committee for Human Rights. He has attended every session since the trial of Djindjic's alleged murderers opened in December. Delays mean that's been just 12 days.
Generally speaking, from the beginning, the defenders use every single legal base, if we speak procedural legal base, you know, in criminal procedural law, to stop this trial, because they're all waiting some political decision.
Some members of parliament are proposing shutting down the special court that's been set up to handle organized crime and war crimes trials. They say it's undemocratic to have different courts for different crimes. The Djindjic trial is in that court because his alleged killers are part of a mafia with close ties to the former secret police. Defense lawyers are trying to turn the tables, playing up the assassinated prime minister's connections to crime. Goran Petronevich represents the former bodyguard of Dusan Spasevic, an alleged mastermind of Djindjic's murder. Spasevic was killed during the roundup of suspects. The bodyguard claims the prime minister met with his boss several times. His lawyer says his client doesn't know what they talked about.
He never personally attended meetings. He was a bodyguard. He drives his boss to a meeting, guards him. His boss goes in and attends a meeting with the prime minister. My client knows that because he spoke with the prime minister's bodyguards. What does a prime minister have to discuss with criminals?
Even the former prime minister's supporters admit he probably had relationships with organized crime, but they blame it on the legacy of former Yugoslav president Slobodan Milosevic, currently defending himself against war crimes charges in The Hague. It's widely believed in Belgrade that Djindjic was killed because he sent Milosevic to The Hague and was trying to clean up Serbia's police forces. Lawyer Rajko Danilovic represents Djindjic's widow.
What we used to say, and what the prime minister used to say, is that every state has its mafia, but only in Serbia the mafia has its state. Under Milosevic, the government used the mafia for certain jobs, and the line between police and criminals wasn't clear.
Milosevic's shadow hangs over the proceedings in the Djindjic trial. He is a defendant in another political murder trial, also going on right now in Belgrade's special court. The court was set up about a year ago, in part with U.S. money. It's not clear how much traction the proposal to shut it down will gain in parliament, but if that happens, or if the defense succeeds, Milan Simic will be deeply disappointed. The man tracking Djindjic's murder trial for the Lawyers Committee for Human Rights says Serbia's political future depends in part on how the assassinated prime minister's reputation survives.
He did a lot of, you know, wrong steps, but he made a lot of good steps, and he had vision in that time about Serbia in Europe, about democratic Serbia. Now, if they ruin this trial, that will be the last, you know, punch to his vision, you know. And he will be, you know, he will be die for nothing.
There is a deadline, September 2005. If the trial stretches 2 years after suspects were indicted, they are automatically allowed to go free. Few involved think it will come to that. If all 13 suspects were found guilty, at this point, fewer than half would go to jail. The rest are still at large. Emily Harris, NPR News, Belgrade.